Big Red Bench. Game on. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m.
John, what's the reaction in Mexico for the people under?
Obviously, lads are disappointed. I suppose the most important thing in this club and this group since the management came in, we're very united. You know, we had a chat with the players this morning. You know, there was a good discussion with the lads. They're disappointed with what's gone on. But we're very tight-knit. You know, everyone's working extremely hard. I believe in these guys. Yeah. You know, and we can see the talent is. Yes, we have a number of players out injured at the moment. But there's still no excuses. We just know in the last two games that we've let points slip, which is disappointing because our performances have indicated that we should have taken more points. But as I keep saying, you know, a very united group, great bunch of guys, and they're all disappointed for the supporters, the way the results are. But like, there's no hiding place, and you have to get back and work hard. And you know, out this morning again, everyone out there training as hard as they can, getting ready for Friday's match.
And how do you, as a coach, then kind of change recent form? Do you change personnel? Do you change formation? How does it work?
Well, I think it's always a challenge. I suppose the thing about the management team here, you know, we've been here for a number of years. You know, thankfully, every year has been very, very successful. This is the start of the year. It's been difficult. The first quarter, no doubt about that. And there's been a lot of changes within the club as well. You know, so from that point of view, it's different. You know, what you have to do is do what you've always done. You know, work hard. You know, believe in the guys. Train properly. And it's been, I suppose, at the end of the day, and, you know, within the group, make sure that you have a strong guys and that they're united and they're all looking at themselves and they're giving everything they have, and that's what they're doing. And, you know, there's no sort of, you know, at the end of the day, we've been here a long time. You know, we've had spells before where you get a dip and things happen, and you just have to get a head down and work hard. And when you have an honest bunch of boys and, you know, they're united and they want to do the right thing, that's just the way you have to keep going.
Are you feeling the pressure? Are you feeling the pressure in your recent form?
No, I suppose what it is, to be honest with you, is that I always said, like, you know, there's no hiding place for this management team. Everyone knows who we are. We're all ex-players. We came in, it's the job of our life, you know, our own home club, and we've had an absolutely phenomenal time. And every day we come in, it's a privilege. And, you know, all the supporters that are out there, they know that there's no, we work within the club structures. But it is difficult. We've had difficult times before. You know, at the end of the day, my second year was spells was difficult. The third year, again, was difficult. Going for the double, the league, that time was difficult. There were spells as well. And unfortunately, you know, we have a new group, a lot of changes, and we're going through a difficult spell. But I believe in these lads. Yes, do I think we should be higher up the table? I do. Do I think we can get into the top four and qualify for Europe? Absolutely. You know, we're totally determined that we believe we will turn it around. And so we just need everyone to be united within the group here, which they are. And I suppose on the outside, obviously I know there's a bit of criticism to the management of players. That's normal. But what we have to do is be united, and we need everyone to row in and back the boys, because we will turn around. There's no doubt about that. But it is frustrating. You know, you can't say in the last two games, both games were won with 5 minutes to go. And we took 1.06, which is disappointing. The lads themselves are gutted over that. But the most important thing is that they're very strong, they're tight-knit, and they're working hard. And, you know, from that point of view, that's the only way you can turn these things around.
You're going to Waterford for the Munster derby, not the easiest place to go when you're trying to arrest the sliding form, I suppose.
Well, there's no easy game, you know. And this is the thing in our league, and even when you're at the top, there's no easy game. And certainly, you know, Waterford have a very strong squad, you know, excellent players, and it's always a difficult venue for us. So, you know, we know again Friday night is going to be one hell of a battle, and we have to be ready for it, and we have to see can we get the positive result. In the last two games, we've been close, but we haven't done it. And you know, so all the lads are bursting Friday night to see can we turn around. There's no one more frustrated than them, and you know, we'll go there Friday night. We'll give everything we have, and that's just the way it is.
What's the injury situation, John? Anyone likely to be back before
that? Well, it's disappointing in the sense that. We, you know, you look at Monday night and you had Conor McCormick, you had Shep, Benno, Darragh O'Connor, Cullum Horgan, all probably senior players missing. So it is frustrating, and obviously Gary got you know, was unfortunately got sent off then, you know, so yeah. Gary misses the match. So will any of those five be back? possibly for Friday, unlikely for Monday, maybe. You know, so it's just, you know, it's difficult from that point of view. So, but at the same time, you know, we still have lots of good lads. There's lots of positive. Young Darragh Crowley came in the last. He did very well. You know, he's one of the youth players. Unfortunately, Keane Murphy got injured last week. He's out. So, but overall, a lot of our play the other night, and you know, defensively, and you know, we really didn't give UCD any chances. You know, that was a plus. But at the same time, we have to. We keep saying you have to just take the criticism and ride it, and the only way you can do that is by getting positive results.
And when you have conceded late goals in the last game like that, is it difficult, or how hard is it to kind of make sure that there are no doubts the next time you're leading a game with 5 minutes left?
Well, that's the challenge, and you know, we discussed it, and you know, as I keep saying, these are brilliant bunch of guys, and they're tight, and they know. You know, that it wasn't a good nothing. Some of that boils down to concentration, not playing the game out.
Yeah.
And no, it was difficult at the same time because we were down a man. But it's, you know, in the overall scheme, you know, bar three long range shots, UCD hadn't created anything. So the lads are frustrated about that, and it is frustrating. So yeah, it's something that we need to manage. But you know, I suppose it's more importantly from our own point of view, we just have to see, can we see out a result, and that's what you know, we try and do.
And yourself and Gary Buckley had a bit of a moment during the game on Monday. Was that just kind of heat of the moment stuff?
No, you see, like in modern, like the problem is that when you lose a game or two, people are out there and they're making up skills. Last year it was Alan Bennett, myself and Alan had a flare up. A couple of weeks ago it was Carl Shepherd. Gary Buckley has been absolutely a phenomenal player for this club. He's played every game since I've been the manager. He's club captain. Oh, like, we're passionate people, and absolutely, myself and Gary Buckley are the closest guys you could meet. Same as Garrod Morris, any of those guys. Well, maybe put legs on stories. There's nothing, you know, absolutely. Like, it was laughable what was being said. We heard it yesterday. We were in the Marlick, and some Gary were laughing, and it's just, you know what I mean? You know, at the end of the day, do we have words in the dressing room with the players? And that's been always the case.
Yeah.
It's been ever since the day we came in. There's always been, you know, words being said behind closed doors and whatever. But as a group, they go out and they fight for their lives, and that's what they've always done, and that's what it continues to be. Absolutely, Gary Buckley and myself. If that's all people can speculate that there's problems between me and him, well, God forbid, because he's my club captain at the moment, along with a few of the other lads, and he's an incredible guy, and he knows that.
I know, John, you're confident turning everything around, but do you have any fear that the board might not have the same confidence, or that they will blink before that?
I have no control on that, Martin. That's their choice. You know, at the end of the day, you know, the management team have come in. We took, you know, the club were on its knees, seriously in debt. You know, seriously down the table, crowds less than 1,000. And the team have been in the top two for the last 5 years. 4 cup finals, won a double, back-to-back cups, Europe every year. You know, at the end of the day, if all of a sudden that management team, you know, that has done that, there's been massive cuts within the club, massive new change of budgets. We work within the structures, and we work within the ethos of what the club want to do, what the board want us to do, and that's their choice. You know, at the end of the day, you know, I can only do my best every day. That's what the management team do. We do our best every day, and you know, over the last 5-6 years, it's been excellent. If you get a blip and a bad run of form, and you know, realistically, you know, I think people can see, and from the outside, and our majority supporters know, with the huge turnaround, the players that are out there, you know, that happened this year, that this was always going to be a tough year. It is, there's no doubt about that, you know, but all I can do is work as hard as I can every day, and at the end of the day, I sort of, you know, if that was a decision, fine. You know, if there's someone out there that would bring the club to another level, great. You know, all I know is that we work as hard as we can. We're doing our best, and our best for the last 5 years was incredibly strong, and the amount of money that's been brought into the club, but you know, that's outside of my remit.
And John, just we'd say events with the FAI over the last week or two, I mean, just from the point of view of the league, do you see this as a big opportunity, or like the next stage, the next step for?
Well, you'd hope so, but I suppose, Martin, look, at the end of the day, we have our own things in here to turn around. You know, I'm very positive about the league. I see a lot of you know, things that could happen, but a lot of clubs have to get their house in order as well, and have to be right. And you know, the sustainability of clubs, you know, that if you go through a bad patch, you know, you hear stories of cash flow issues and stuff, you know, how can that happen? You know, so, you know, what we have to see in the FAI is who takes over, what happens, what people become involved. You know, as I said to you, and you've heard this long enough, for 40 years, I don't think our league has progressed. You know, yes, I think there's been lots of, you know, things like players and I think the training and lots of stuff has got much better. But as a league and a perception, coverage from, you know, TV coverage, TV money, right, I don't think we've progressed from that point of view in 40 years. And there's massive challenges. You know, it could be a huge turning point that will happen. But I think we have to see who are the people that come in, you know, what's their background, is there a passion to really promote and drive a professional league in this country, which there should be. You know, I've always said that. And hopefully that will happen. You know, this may be time, but I think we have to wait and see who comes, who takes charge and see what's their aims. But you know, but I'm always when I look through the clubs and look around the clubs and I look at success that clubs have had up and down, whatever, you know, and clubs go through different periods. You know, it's always, you know, one where unfortunately there's still a lot of clubs where you're 3 or 4 bad results away from being in cash flow problems, and you wonder how does that happen. You know, because that shouldn't happen in well-run, properly structured professional clubs. So from that point of view, it is difficult. And that's difficult in our league here because, unfortunately, we're so reliant on gates. And on the other side, the commercial business isn't as strong. And obviously, there's no TV money. So there's lots of areas where there's no revenue, which is very difficult compared to across channel.